Humboldt County's vision of building a resource center to help people stay out of jail won't be realized as construction costs have outpaced state funding. Following staff recommendation, the Board of Supervisors voted to give up on a Community Corrections Reentry Resource Center at its April 24th meeting. Designed as a four-story adult rehabilitation center adjacent to the county jail in Eureka, the resource center would have met the state's goal of shifting felony offenders out of prisons and into local jails and local transition programs. The state awarded the county $20 million for the envisioned 44-bed facility in 2016. But as county architect Jake Johnson explained, that award proved to be inadequate when a bidding process ran its course last year.
By February 2023, we were given the proceed to bid by the State Public Works Board. Bidding documents were released for bidding. At that time, the estimated cost was $22,043,000. In April, we received one bid. That bid was $34,997,000, which was approximately $13 million over our budget. So given that number, we had some internal discussions, discussed with the CAO's office, discussed with others, and it was determined that the money for awarding that bid was just not available.
An effort to reimagine the project under a halfway house model ensued, but that option was also over budget by $9 million. County Sheriff Billy Hansel said the project team has explored every option, including trying to get more state funding. But that's not going to happen anytime soon, as the state is facing a budget deficit of at least $38 billion by next year. The project stems from AB 109, the state law governing the prison-to-jail shift. It aims to reduce recidivism, and its degree of success and its cost obstacles were discussed in this exchange between Hansel and Supervisor Steve Madrone.
We can't change our scope. We couldn't add to the existing project because, yeah, you know, this is our existing project. We had $20 million, and that's all they're going to give us for this.
Yeah. I imagine there's other programs in the state that are also experiencing this dilemma from the pandemic and the supply chain and cost increase and everything else. And it's unfortunate these programs don't have some thought-out process to be able to adapt to those kinds of things, because that's the world we're living in now, right?
And this is part of the, you know, the goal here, too, is to educate the community, but also educate the board and county staff that AB 109 and that public safety realignment continues to devastate small local governments.
Yeah.
And so this was sold to us as a remedy, right, to provide $20 million for us to build on to help with the cost of AB 109. And then reality is we don't even get to spend that money. Yeah. Reality is, we have all of the problems with none of the remedy.
Supervisors voted to end work on the project. Supervisor Mike Wilson was absent. The meeting was adjourned in memory of well-known local attorney Ed Denson, who died earlier this month. Supervisor Michelle Bushnell and Board Chair Rex Bone talked about Denson's life and work, which spanned music, local radio, and civil rights advocacy.
Eugene Ed Denson is an American music group manager, producer, record label owner, and later lawyer who has made notable contributions to folks, blues, and early San Francisco rock. And then also he had a K-Mud show, was on K-Mud for years. Pain in the butt to the county, but an advocate to folks. He just really cared about people and people's rights, and won more than he lost, and he will definitely be missed in the southern Humboldt area and throughout Humboldt County. And my condolences to Mary Alice and his family.
See, yeah, he was around forever, and back in the 70s and 80s and 90s, helping out the small independent farmer when they happened to get in trouble.
In Eureka for K-Mud News, this is Daniel Mintz.